My hospital stay would have cost $25,000, but with VA healthcare, it's free.
My education would have cost $42,000, but with VA benefits, my books, tuition, and housing are all covered.
The down payment for my home would have been $74,000, but with my VA home loan, my down payment was zero. My service was then. My benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey there. I'm Mitchell Shiver, lead pastor at Legacy Church. And I want to thank you for tuning in today. No matter where you are, we want to help you connect to Christ, one another, and God's mission. If you're in the Canton, Marietta, or surrounding areas close to one of our physical locations, I want to invite you to join us in person this Sunday. Most importantly, I want you to know that we're here for you. If there's anything we can do, or you want to know how to take a next step in your faith journey, please let us know by going to lcga.info.
As we continue our series this morning, it's my prayer that we don't leave this place the same way we came in. God, we don't want to leave the same way we came in. Thank you, Jesus. In Galatians 5:1, the word says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then. Do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." When was the last time you felt free? By the Spirit, I'm reading some of your minds and you're thinking, the day before I got married. I see you. I just got the revelation. Maybe the last time you felt free was, I don't know, when your in-laws left the house finally. When you left your parents' home. Even though after you were 40 years old, it's about time. But we feel free in different reasons, right? And right of the mind, what you think, what I think is usually, I don't know if you, but my wife and I, we like roller coasters. We like adrenaline a little bit. So, you know, we've been to the Goliath. We've been to the roller coaster. So think about freedom, skydiving. And it's the closest thing to freedom, right? But you want to make sure that that harness and that belt is very secure. At least I do. I love this, but I love Jesus, but I could use a few more days. And even though you feel free, you still want to feel secure. But what is truly the definition of freedom? Because you see, our ideas of freedom might differ. Many of us, we think that we are free. We say, those days of slavery are long gone. But we are really free? Because we're tied to worry, we're tied to fears, to greed, to bondages, to addictions. And the ideas of freedom that we all have, individually we can think, I am free because I can do whatever I want. I do whatever I want. I'm free. That's what a young person thinks when they leave the house. I'm finally free. Until they have to finally pay the bills. And now they're a slave to work and to the bills. And they're not so free anymore. But we think of freedom in a different place, maybe financial independence. You can think, oh, finally, if I could just pay my home off, if I could just pay this car off, and then something else comes up. And we're never truly free. What about social freedom? You know, breaking down the social structures and the discrimination and the racial injustice and the prejudice around the world. And if we could just combine all those and the environmental issues around the world, we could truly be free. And this nation, it will be free. You might think, well, psychologically, maybe. Finding yourself, finding your purpose, finding my meaning. If I could just know what I'm supposed to do, then I'll truly be free. But what is freedom by definition? According to the definition of freedom, freedom is the power or right to act, speak, and change as one wants without hindrance or restraint. When we think of freedom, we think of a liberty. We all of a sudden thinking of a state, a physical state. You think, I am free and I can do whatever I want. But when we actually see a freedom, as I was praying, God remind me of the people of Israel. Because freedom goes by more than the physical. You see, for 400 years, as you know, the people of Israel were slaves in Egypt. And they prayed every day for freedom. So that God might liberate them. I mean, you know the story. God uses Moses, takes him out of Egypt. But as they're in the desert, they start complaining. And they're being ungrateful. Because like someone said, they had left Egypt, but Egypt was still in them. They were free physically, but they were not free mentally or spiritually. And you say, how do you know? Well, they were complaining about everything. They were complaining about the onions and the garlic. If you're a foodie, you would have complained too, I understand. But think about it for a second. They were getting manna, bread from heaven. Think about it, ladies. No night cream, no day cream. It had all the vitamins, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, O through Z. You don't age, no makeup. Can you just imagine? I know that's a day in paradise for you. Your curls, your hair, just because of everything that they were eating. And they didn't want, they got tired of the manna. Because they didn't want anymore. Why? Because their minds were still in Egypt. They were free physically, but mentally and spiritually, they were not free. That's why Jesus in John 8, he's talking to the disciples. He's preaching. He's talking to the Pharisees. And he tells them, if you have my teachings, you're really my disciples. If you hold on to them and you know the truth, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. And the Jews are like, whoa, hold on, huh? Jesus, we are free. We are descendants of Abraham. We are not descendants of slavery. And then Jesus responds, whoever sins is a slave to sin. And then we see that freedom is far more than the physical. And you might think, preacher, we are free. This is the land of the free and the free and the brave, baby. Go Braves. This is the land of milk and honey. This is the dream, the American dreams. Sometimes they turn into nightmares, but this is where you can reach out your American dream. You can be whoever you want. Just post a few videos on TikTok. You might get a few followers. You can be whatever you want in this country. This is the land of free. But yet, in 2021 to the end of 2022, according to a study of the University of Boston, depression after the pandemic rose up to 32.8%. Affecting one out of three Americans. Suicide deaths in 2022 was the highest it's ever been in the U.S. 49,449. An estimate of 1 million people worldwide took their lives last year. In 2023, when we have all the technology that we can think of, when we have cars driving themselves, when we have all this technology and games, there are still people taking their lives. There are still people in depression. There are still people with anxiety. Because you see, church, the truth is, you can only get true freedom when you have a relationship with God. Because the true freedom that God offers, man cannot offer it. The world cannot give it to you. Politicians proclaim and preach about a freedom and a peace and a world peace. The peace that only God can give, because he said, my peace I give you, my peace I give unto you. Because it's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Peace has never been the absence of war. Peace has always been the presence of God. It's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 4:4-5, he says, but when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. The Bible teaches that we were slaves to sin, that we were dead in our transgressions and sins, that he made us alive. You see, back in Eden, when Adam and Eve days, when everything was perfect, when they had all the fruits and their bodies was perfect, they didn't have to worry about anything. The Bible says that they sinned, and with that sin, they gave Satan the keys of freedom. And sin came, disease came, weaknesses enter through the seam of Adam, right there in Eden. But the Bible also teaches me that around 2,000 years ago, the Word became flesh, called as a second Adam. He who knew no sin became sin for you and for me. The Bible teaches me that History Channel cannot deny it. History cannot deny it, that he died. But on the third day, he rose with the keys of hell, with the keys of death in his hand, so that by through him, we can have freedom. That is the Word of God. That is the truth. And scientists can't deny it. History Channel compromise it. But it seems like history all the time only confirms what the Bible tells us. We see Jesus' ministry, that Jesus' ministry was about salvation, healing, and deliverance. Almost as he knew that even though we were walking physically in freedom, there were still people who were slaves and bound to sin. Luke 4, 18, 19 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." The first thing Jesus says, right after he goes to the desert, right after he's baptized and directed by the Holy Spirit, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I'm not going to do this without the Holy Spirit. I'm not doing this without the Father." And then he stays with his purpose, was to proclaim the good news, to heal the sick, to proclaim liberty. That was Jesus' ministry. That was Jesus' message. That needs to be our message, to proclaim salvation, to proclaim healing, to proclaim deliverance. That is the Word of God. That's what my Bible tells me. Everywhere Jesus went, something happened. Because when Jesus enters a place, things shake. When Jesus enters a place, chains break. When Jesus goes into a place, healing happens. And I have news for you, church. My God tells me that he's the same God of yesterday, today, and forever. That he's still healing, that he's still saving, and he's still delivering. The question is, do we believe it? Matthew 4, 24 says, "Then after his fame went throughout all Syria, they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments. And those who were demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them." Everywhere Jesus went, something happened. Yeah. But they came to Jesus. Jesus is still receiving people. You can still come to Jesus. He can still save you. He can still heal you. He can still deliver you. He's the same God of yesterday, of today. And he's proclaiming freedom today of any worry, of any burden, of anything that holds us from being truly what he promised. Romans 6, 22, 23 tells us, "But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord." That is the promise of God. I love the fact that Jesus didn't waste time. Everywhere we saw, you can see the Gospels. He went and preached. The man with the withered hand, was it Saturday, Sunday, Monday? He didn't care. He healed him. Everywhere Jesus went, he had compassion. He had love for the people. He taught us the way. Where did we stop believing the Word of God? Where did we stop believing the things that Jesus did? Then when did we stop proclaiming one of the saddest verses to me in the Bible? I believe it's Matthew 13, 58, when it says, "And Jesus couldn't do many miracles because of their unbelief." Jesus himself, God in the flesh, walking, the one who healed, the one who resurrected Lazarus, could not perform miracles, could not heal, could not save because of their unbelief. There's only something that is keeping the church from once again proclaiming the good news and the miracles of God. There is one thing that is holding the church for his glory to descend upon his people once again, and is the unbelief of the Christians. There is no one thing that is keeping us from seeing God's glory is ourselves. It's when we sing these beautiful songs, but then a healing comes, then a sickness comes, then a trial comes, and we forget what we just worship on Sunday, and we got to worry again. God is telling us today, true freedom is freedom from us, from our silly self, what John Stott says, in order to live responsibly in God, for God and others. You see, when we live free from sin, we have freedom for life in the Spirit. The Bible teaches us that the enemy came to steal, to kill, to destroy, but that he came to give us life, an abundant life. That's why the Son of God appeared, to destroy the works of the devil. And if you're wondering, why do we have bondage today in our lives? Even as Christians, why do we lack the power of God? When I asked myself the same question a few years ago, and God didn't answer me through a revelation or an angel, but when I was reading an article, I came across these stats. And I'll share with you because, well, it kind of slapped me a few times, so let it slap you too. But it says that 81% of Christians don't read their Bibles on a regular basis. Only 50% of Christians can name the four Gospels. Amen, ay, 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 or Mamma Mia. 61% of Christians have not shared their faith in their last 6 months. Only 48% of Christians have invited a friend or maybe their neighbor to church. A normal Christian prays from 1 to 7 minutes a day. And then I came across this other article. A normal living being, a normal person who, you know, eats their non-GMO food and takes care of themselves and exercise and maybe drinks a glass of wine like the Bible says to do so, lives around 77 years of age. That's what studies say. On a normal basis, a human being spends 24 minutes dressing daily. Now, women, I don't think they were including women in this one. I know that we're not including Latino women, that's for sure. I might have to eat alone after this. 24 minutes dressing daily. That's 13 hours a month. Get ready. 6 days a year and 1 year of your life. Just dressing. Your normal human being spends around 40 minutes on the phone daily. That's 20 hours a month, 10 days a year. Get ready. 2 years of your life. Some people, on average, I'm an American, watches 3 hours of TV or spends 3 hours on social media. That's 90 hours a month, 45 days a year. Get ready, 9 years of your life. But let's say you and I are above average Christians and we pray more than 7 minutes. 10 minutes of prayer daily. It's only 6 hours a month, 3 days a year, and 7 months of your life. And we wonder sometimes, where is the power of the church? Where is our God? Our God has always been here. I believe his promises are true. I believe the power is the same power of yesterday, of today, and forever. I believe that we have the resurrection power living in us and through us through the Holy Spirit. But this is simply a proof whether that statistics, where you're in it or not. Why there's so many people in bondage in 2023. We live in a country where there's a church in every corner. It's like a buffet. Pick and choose. Maybe you want a place where it's not too loud, you can go there. Maybe you go to a place where the preacher doesn't move too much, you can go to that place. Not here. It's a church for every kind. It's like a buffet. But yet we are suffering with anxiety, with depression, when Jesus himself gave us the medicine, starting with the word of God. Where he himself spent his ministry healing, proclaiming freedom, and saving people. But 10 minutes of prayer daily, how can that compare to 3 hours of TV daily, or 40 minutes of the phone daily, of 24 minutes getting ready? I guess we need to stop praying while we get dressed. Holy Spirit, I hope this fits. It hasn't fit in 10 years, but I believe in you. Amen, hallelujah. We need to start getting spiritual. We need to start doing something different. We want change in America. If we want change in our schools, if we want change in our state, if we want change in our cities, the church needs to change and needs to go back to where we started. The church needs to go back to prayer. The church battles, the church fights with their knees. If we want our country to change, we can't depend on the politicians. Thank God for the new House Speaker. I saw him talking about God. Thank you, Jesus. We have one in the office. We need to pray for those who are in the politics. For those who are governing. That's what the Bible says. But I believe that if we want a change in our schools, if we want a change in our church, if we want revival in our church, something needs to change. And the change starts with you. The change starts with me. With saying, I want more. Start with me, God. It's not a day or a time to start pointing fingers. I wish he would be here. I wish he would pray more. I wish my husband or my wife would pray more. It's saying, me, I want more. It's going to start with me. I'm going to start in my house. I'm going to start praying in my house. I'm going to start making a difference in my house. I want the glory of God. I want to see God's glory. I want hungry for more. When the church starts, and the Bible says, when the people of God pray, then the heavens hear. Then the land is healed. Then he responds. But it's time for the church to wake up once again and believe in the word of God that we proclaim. That we start believing in the songs that we sing. That there is freedom in God. That there is hope in Jesus. That love is in Jesus. That there is joy in Jesus. And there's people out there that are oppressed. There are people out there that are going through all kinds of things with suicidal thoughts. Where all that they need is the word of God. And they will know the truth, and the truth will set them free. Right. But do we believe this word, church? Do we really want our church to change? Do we really want our society to change? Starts with this uncommon community. Living in holiness. Living in love. We are not perfect. God called the unqualified. God called from the low. But only for him to shine through us and in us. So I want us today just to meditate on what the word and the Holy Spirit is telling you today. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, now the Lord is spirit. And when the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And I believe that God is here. I believe that the spirit of freedom is here. I believe that the spirit of love is here, that the spirit of joy and peace is here. But do you believe it? We as Christians, we live by faith. I don't move. I don't go by what I believe. I only move. I don't go by what I see or what I feel. I only move by what I believe. And regardless of what you feel, regardless of what you've gone through, just believe. Believe that he can do it again. Believe that he will do it again in your family. Believe that he will do it in your marriage. Believe that he will do it in our church. Believe that he's going to do it in our city, in our state. To be free, to be who God created us to be. Do what God wants us to do. And enjoy the life through the spirit that God wants us to live. Now, I can't finish this sermon without praying for salvation, for healing and deliverance. Just because that's what my Lord Jesus taught me. Just because that's what he did. And I know that we've turned into a modern society, church culture, where we just come to church, listen to the message, and leave because we have plans. But I want us today just for a few minutes to truly meditate on what God is telling us and truly pray. Maybe get out of the tradition of 1 minute, of 2 minutes. And I feel my spirit there where we are, we can stand up and maybe we start praying for each other. Because we are that uncommon community. What makes us uncommon? That our God became flesh. And he gave us his freedom. And he left us his spirit. And that he's still the same God of yesterday, today, and forever. And he's still saving. He's still healing. He's still delivering. And I don't know how many times you've been to this church. Maybe you're visiting, maybe you're not. But my question to you is, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? It's easy to outside, but it has eternal consequences. But it starts there. The healing starts there. The freedom starts there with the relationship. We don't preach a religion. We preach a relationship. It starts with a simple, Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive my sins. It starts with, forgive my sins for everything I've done. It doesn't require for you to be a theologian. It doesn't require for you to be a doctor in the scriptures. It requires a humble heart, sincere heart. And if you just believe today that God can do something different, if you can just believe today that God can heal you, let him do the rest. Who can stand up? And we'd like for us in the same lines that we're in to hold hands and stop praying for your sister and your brother. Stop praying in faith for salvation, for healing and deliverance. There where you are, and we're going to start believing in the name of Jesus that God is going to do something different today. Starts with faith as a mustard seed. I don't know how you came in this morning, but the God that I'm preaching about is a true God. I'm not talking to you about God I read in a book. I'm not telling you about a God that I heard on the news. I'm talking to you about a God that I've experienced myself, that I experience every day. I'm talking to you about a true God, a living God, a resurrected Jesus. I'm talking to you about God that loves you, that wants to save you, heal you, wants to give you an abundant life. And it starts here today. So whatever you are, whatever situation you're holding, whatever healing you need, whatever it's that it's not, it's taking you away from the freedom to worship truly in truth and spirit. Give it to him. And stop praying with your brothers and sisters in the name of Jesus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.